I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, a suicide bomber attacked a pro-Taliban political rally in northern Pakistan. At least 54 people were killed and around 150 injured. Investigators suspect the Islamic State was behind the attack. When terrorist groups attack each other, Nehemiah with FMI says it boils down to a power struggle.
These terrorist organizations, they don't believe in political parties. They claim that democracy or politics is not the solution. So the only way to move forward, that is to enforce a Sharia law. So they're trying to keep killing each other to win. This is just like a tug war going on. Who is going to enforce Sharia law? So this is very, very complex situation.
Pray for FMI church planters reaching Muslims with the gospel. And Every Child Ministries serves kids and their families in the Democratic Republic of the Congo with support services and gospel hope. But earlier this year, ECM also launched a new deaf ministry initiative. ECM's Lorella Rouster says,
"We got started in this just last year when we realized that many of the unreached people groups of the world are the deaf communities."
ECM is helping deaf children get into a deaf school where they can learn in sign language and find hope in Jesus Christ. You can sponsor a deaf child through ECM.
By sponsoring those children to go to school, then they will have an opportunity to understand the gospel, which will never be available to them without that opportunity.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.